Yeah, my phone ran out of battery, so I got it on charge. And I did try to ring you back, but that didn't work. So I'm still up with anydesk.com.
All right. Now, click on Enter on your keyboard now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, what do you see once you click on the Enter?
Download any desk now, the remote desktop solution. Download any desk, remote work pricing, new version available.
All right. Can you see download now? Just in a red color, it says download now.
Any desk free download?
Yeah. Click on that. Download now.
Okay. Well, it doesn't say download now. It just says any desk free download.
Okay, you can click on free download. And you can see on the left-hand side bottom of your screen, the file will be getting downloaded now.
So it says works where you write, so install.
Yeah, click on install.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You will be getting a security number then. Now what do you see?
It says, hi, Jen. I hope you're well. There's no Jen here. Can we catch up today? I'd appreciate your input. If you told me a year ago that today I would finish a marathon, I would have laughed. Your support has a huge effect on me.
Can you see, is it the file is downloading somewhere, ma'am, in the left-hand side bottom down? It says open.
No, it says get Grammarly. Oh, Grammarly is free. And there's nothing down the bottom where it usually shows you. Type here to search. Nothing.
Okay, you can want to. Well, you can see type here to search on the Google page, ma'am. Can you see a three line on the top? On the Google page at the right hand side. You can see a small cross and you can see a three dot over there, right?
No.
On the left hand side top. Sorry, on the right hand side, very top, on the Google page.
No.
You'll see the X.
Grammarly stands with our friends, colleagues, and family in Ukraine, and with all people of Ukraine. Learn more, and then there's an arrow to learn more.
No, don't do anything.
No, which you're not doing.
Click on the back arrow again on the top, left hand side.
Yes, and any disk, and it says start the download.
Start download, yes. Click on start download.
Mm-hmm.
Now wait.
Ensure you download the correct drivers.
All right, now what can you see, ma'am? Is it downloading somewhere?
It says select eight language, and I put English here, and no, it doesn't show it downloading anyway.
Okay, go to the top of the page.
Yeah.
Now what can you see on the top?
Wait, don't leave your drivers out of date. Your PC will thank you later. Try WinZip driver updates for free and get peak performance, stability, access to millions of drivers, friendly technical support. Start download.
Yeah, click on start download.
Even in that one?
Yeah, start downloading.
Okay.
AnyDesk. You need to download the AnyDesk.
All right, just click download file, wzdu.exe.
No,
yes,
not that.
To allow installation, no.
No,
well, that's all it is. Download,
okay.
Yep.
Now, you do one thing, press on the back arrow again on the top.
And we're back to AnyDesk, yeah.
Right.
Windows update repair tool, highly recommended.
Okay, and below that, what do you see?
AnyDesk is a new free application that allows you to access your computer remotely over the internet, and it keeps going like that.
All right. Click on that.
Where it says open.
Yeah, click on open.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
Windows 10 automatic repair tool.
All right, now what do you see?
Restore PC repair tool.
No, click on cancel.
There is no cancel. Just it says download now, so I won't touch it.
You do one thing, close the whole page and again open up the Google and you are might be on the wrong page.
Oh, and says your file is still downloading. You might lose it if you close the browser.
Okay.
Continue downloading. So, will I click on continue downloading?
What file is downloading now?
I don't know. Your file is still downloading, so it wouldn't be this one in Windows Repair Tool.
No.
It certainly doesn't show you anything down the bottom like you said.
Click on cancel, close it.
There is no download.
Close browser.
Okay. Now it takes me back to the very first page of before I even open into it. Right?
All right. Now go to the Listen,
can we have an hour's break? It's driving me insane.
Ma'am, once you download the AnyDesk, then we will let you leave, ma'am. Don't worry about anything, ma'am. Because the AnyDesk file is the most important thing that will help you to remove the IP address from WeChat into Australia, ma'am. Because the IP
address can't find it, or whatever we're doing isn't right.
You are going to the right page, ma'am. But at the end, there is like we are losing everything, right? That's going on. You are doing correct, but at the end, we are going somewhere else.
Okay, so in the search the web at the top, do I go into Google?
Yeah, go to the Google. No, on the search for web.
No.
Yeah, click on Google. Open up Google.
Yeah, okay. And that's where we've been here before. It's ASX and stock, search stocks, ETFs and more. No, so we'll get back out of that.
Yeah.
So, okay, the page is there. Search the web, so I'll print it in, whatever you want me to do, instead of touching Google.
Yeah,
okay.
AnyDesk.com.
What is it? AnyDesk? No.
Yeah. A-M-Y.
Oh, okay, that again. A-N-Y. One, was it?
Yeah, then
B E S K. Say that again,
B for doctor.
Oh, desk. Okay. Yep, okay. Any one desk. No, well, we didn't need the one.
No.
Okay, I'll get out of that.
Read out the option. What can you see below down there?
AnyDesk, download, login, app, and then it goes to DESCARDIR, AnyDesk, and then BAIXAR, AnyDesk for Windows 10, AnyDesk free, AnyDesk scam, AnyDesk online.
Okay. Now, you do one thing, close this page.
Okay.
On the start, type Google, Google.
Yeah. Google.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. Google Maps, Google Phone Messages, Google.com,
Google
Chrome,
Google.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Gmail Maps Search. Yes,
yeah, on the Google search, type there AnyDesk on the Google.
AnyDesk there, okay.
Yeah. AnyDesk.com.
AnyDesk.com, okay. AnyDesk.com,
Now what do you see?
AnyDesk remote app, free download. The fast remote desktop application, AnyDesk.
Yeah, click on that, the
platforms. Okay, the fast remote desktop application.
Yeah, click on that.
Okay.
Now what do you see?
support.now, work.create, monitor, manage, access.now.
Okay.
Any desk, why any desk? Solutions, services, company, buy now.
Yeah, now bottom down there you can see red, it says download now.
Yeah, got it. So do that.
Yeah, click on that. Yeah, click on that download now. Now you are on the right page now. Once you click
okay.
on the download now, you can see the file is getting downloaded on the left hand side of the screen, right? Bottom down.
Yeah, no, that doesn't show on my computer.
Okay.
But anyway.
On the Google, you can see the three dots on the very right-hand side top. Can you see where you see the search, the back arrow? The opposite side, at the very end, you can see the three dots, right?
Well, in front of it is hiding some of it. It's got downloads. Any disk, EXE, could harm your device.
Yeah.
Do you want
yeah.
to keep it anyway? So, yes,
yeah,
we want to
keep
it
anyway. Yeah, click on keep
okay.
it anyway.
All right. Open a file,
click on open.
See more, okay. And then it's got PDF power, mighty text, the approved form, several approved forms, yeah. Is that what's already downloaded or something, is it?
Yeah, can you see the Google page? Press the back button.
Some of it, yeah.
Okay. Now, what I'm doing here is, ma'am, there is a technical person, okay? There is a technical officer. He will just take a couple of minutes to help you in this, all right? Because we are just taking up so much time, so he will guide you up. So just be on the call, okay, for a moment, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for staying connected. You were speaking to James Wolfson. I was listening to the call and I have got that you are facing some problem to open up the AnyDesk. Now, what exactly you can see on the computer screen?
Well, if it didn't show all those downloads, can I click out of those and then I can read them all?
Okay, you have seen some downloads, right?
Yeah, and it says, you know, all of these things I've told the fellows. PDF power,
mighty
text, and it doesn't give me an X
to
click out of that.
Okay, I'll tell you. Now, look on the keyboard at the extreme left-hand corner. Do you see the control key, CTRL?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Press that control key from one finger and hold it down.
Now? Okay.
And from another finger, press letter J. J as in Jack. Control and J, both together.
And it downloads, it says WZBU46.exe could harm your device. Do you want to keep it anyway?
No. Well, you are on the download right now, right?
Yep. Well, that's what it
says. Now, do you see the first option says anydesk.exe, something like that?
Anydesk.exe, open file.
Yeah, click on open file. Now, once you click on open file, you will see there is a number comes up says your address, right?
Yes.
Okay, now tell me the address.
775-395-5566.
It should be 9-digit number, ma'am.
That's what I told you. 775-395-5566.
566. Okay. Now, shortly you'll be receiving, there is an option comes up says allow or accept or I trust this call. Click on that.
So, which one do you want, accept or dismiss?
You click on accept.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you click on accept, you will see there are two, another option comes up says I'm aware of this risk, and another one says don't show this message again. Do you see that?
No, it's just a triangle was coming on and off, showing a
mm-hmm.
pair of hands.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing like that. It just says this triangle, the press is on and off, and in the off time is a pair of hands.
Okay, and do you
one
see
hand receiving and one pressing down.
Okay, do you see anything says allow or accept, or there are two check boxes?
No, we will just the one that I've already done, the access.
Mm-hmm. Accept or allow anything?
No, just that one that I've done. Up the top,
okay.
I don't know if that's anything. ACSC Bank S.
Exactly. And now, do you see allow anything says allow?
No, just that same thing. The triangle
same
with
thing.
The first the hands.
Okay, read out for me. What is written there?
Another person would like to access your device. If you accept, this person can do everything that you can do on your device.
Do you see anything except? Do you see anything
it says,
accept?
Yeah, I've accepted that twice now. I've pressed accept. There's accept and dismiss. And nothing is happening. Yeah, I have again. Yeah, I have. It doesn't do anything.
It doesn't do anything?
Just that warning with the hands and the triangle.
Mm-hmm. And there are two check boxes. Do you see? It says, I am aware of this risk. And another
one,
thing says, I don't show this message again.
No, there's one that says, I am aware of the risks.
Click on that check box. And below that, any other check box do you see?
No, there's no other one, but now that accept comes up in bright green.
Click on accept. Yeah, click on accept.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it says open chat log. Session request received.
Okay. And now do you see anything say start now or start broadcast?
No. No, there's to the left of that, you know, there's possible stand detected, accept, dismiss.
Click on accept. Okay, now
there is Defender Firewall has blocked some features of this app.
Okay, now do you see say allow access?
Yeah.
Okay, now after clicking on that, you will see there is something says profile. Do you see in the middle profile?
No. Why is profile? Okay. Possible scan detected underneath.
And just below that, do you see there is a keyboard and mouse? Click on that. Keyboard and mouse. Click on that, yes.
Now, hopefully, that's the first one. It's pretty hard to see.
Okay, now two. Leave your control. Leave your control.
Mm-hmm.
And right now what I'll do, I'll transfer this call to the person once again who was speaking to you, and he will help you to cancel all the transactions. Just wait.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
All right, this is David back again. Yeah. If the technical person was helpful, Tom?
I don't know, we're back to kind of where we started from, and he obviously thinks that we're successful, so I've got the number that came up, the 9-digit number, maybe that was what he wanted.
All right, now, what I will do, I will help you to report this fraudulent activity to the cybersecurity website, okay?
Oh, now it's gone, it's just gone to the front page without touching anything. Oh, now it's all platforms, all devices, download again. Are you doing something on your end, are you?
No, ma'am. The Australian cyber security people, they are helping you in this, all right? So don't worry
about
it.
Okay. All right, because the arrow is doing all sorts of things. Yep.
Okay. Now wait. Now, what you need to do, ma'am, what we are going to do, the Australian cybersecurity people, they will be helping you. Okay, now you can see the Google coming up to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, on the Google, we are going to report some fraudulent activity to the people who are involved in this.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, where you can see the Google Chrome, what can you see the page coming up there, ma'am, on the Google recommendation? Can you see anything say Google recommendation?
Google recommends using Chrome, yes.
Now, you need to click on yes. These are the security ones, ma'am, for the Google.
Okay, perfect.
You're just a few steps away from Chrome. So do I download Chrome?
No, don't download.
No, okay.
Now, on the search.
Yep.
Can you see AC Australia?
Yeah, they clicked on it. Yeah, it's up there.
Now you can see again. Now you will be reporting a cybercrime activity on this ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security page, ma'am. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, can you see? Now, scroll the page a little bit down slowly. Yes. Now you can see report a cyber crime or a cyber security incident, get alerts. Can you see all those options?
Yes. Yeah.
You need to click on report cyber crime or go down. Okay. Now wait, don't do anything. Don't do anything, ma'am. Wait. On which page are you?
Okay.
You can see report cyber page, right?
Yeah, it's report cyber and report a cyber crime incident or vulnerability.
Yeah, come down.
Keep scrolling.
Yeah, go down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Come down more. Or BAC.
Who are you reporting on behalf of? An individual?
Yeah, you need to select your individual now.
Yeah, okay. You should not submit a report here.
Yeah, but you will be reporting up
a cyber crime to the police through report cyber.
Now you understand,
ma'am,
since a long time, as we were trying to deal with all this, ma'am, these are the things that we need to do, ma'am, actually, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, what you need to do, you need to just leave your computer, ma'am, leave it down. Now, the security server will be helping you out, okay?
Right.
Now, everything has gone down, okay? Wait. Wait. Now, ma'am, you will be getting some notification and cancellation details right now, okay?
Okay.
Wait, but just hold up. Okay, now ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there? All right, now,
yes.
Because we are just getting some updates from the higher authority. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Because the email, the cancellation email will be sending to you right now because you have not get any email. Okay, now.
Okay.
Now, once again you check the IP address, you can see it's still showing it in the United States of America,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we will be changing up once that payment will be cancelled up, once we will be block those people, okay?
Yes.
All right, so we will be blocking everything, right?
Okay.
All right. Now, once the transaction will be cancelled, everything will be secured and blocked, ma'am. This IP address, I will help you to check. It will be showing you up in Australia, okay? So don't worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Now, what you need to do is, ma'am, you need to securely log into your NAP and first and check.
Mm-hmm.
And apart from this computer, you have not used any other device to log in or access to your account, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. And apart from you, ma'am, is there any other person who also logged in with the NAP on this computer?
Not really, no.
All right. Now, check all of your accounts. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Yep.
Come down. All right. Go up. More up. Okay, not an issue now. Now, what you can do is you can log out from here.
Okay.
Okay. Once you get logged out, do let me know.
Yes. Secure logout.
All right. Now close the Google page. Okay. Close the Snap page. All right. Now log into your Westpac.
Okay.
And apart from the NAB and the Westpac, there is no other?
No. Yes, that's it.
Okay, come down. Scroll down. Go up a little bit.
Oops, sorry.
Okay. Go up more up.
Got it?
Yeah. Wait. Wait. Can you see your accounts? Click on that, your accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with the Westpac, you only got a Westpac retired account, right, ma'am? Wait, don't do anything, wait. Okay, not an issue, ma'am. We need to secure each and everything to make sure that no money might be get. Can you see, ma'am, have you received text messages?
Pardon?
So this is a payment made by your end. $50.
Oh, yes, that's, mm-hmm.
All right, not an issue, ma'am. And if there is any bank card that you got with you?
No.
All right, not an issue, ma'am. Now, what we are going to do here is, we are going to cancel up this gift card which was being tried to order behind you. Okay?
Okay.
The purchase was being tried to make. Now, you have been signed out from the Westpac, right, ma'am?
Okay.
Wait, now don't do anything. And have you used this eBay Australia now?
No.
You have never used this eBay app, right?
Never.
The notification cost to you was that having
Can you see all of your emails, ma'am, right?
Yeah.
These are the things, ma'am, you have done from your end, right?
Those things, I...
This, the afterpay, like we use this afterpay.
No.
And is the NAB internet banking password changed? Is it you, like, who try to change the password?
No, I haven't changed the password.
Now you can see the message has been come up here. Do not reply. NAB internet banking password security now. Right?
Okay.
Wait. And you see the email, those email have been used by those people, right? This is your NAB ID, right, ma'am?
Yep.
And the other one, who's this? This 950, is it?
9502437. That's the only one I've got there.
And who's this ID? 950430169?
I have no idea. I know my password is incorrect here. I always have to make it changes. Oh, my goodness.
This is your last that I guess, right? Okay, not an issue, ma'am. No need to worry. We have secured your password earlier, right? Now,
good.
The thing that we need to do is we need to just close everything and make sure that no funds might be get released out, and in the near future you won't face any sort of problem regarding to your banking purpose, right?
Thank you. That's it?
Okay. Now wait.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't do anything, ma'am. You can sit down and you can just leave out. Now, those people, what they did, we are going to just block them right now, okay?
Oh, good. Okay.
On your mobile phone, you will be just getting a security message. If you receive any message, do let me know, right?
Okay. All right.
Just wait. Now, ma'am, on your mobile phone, you will be getting a cancellation code, okay?
Okay. But I can't get it while I'm talking to you.
All right. I will help you. You can hang up and I will call you back again once you receive that code, okay?
Yes. Okay.
And don't, I will be ringing you up, okay? Don't try to call up on that number, otherwise the line will be just stuck, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Wait. Don't hang up, wait. Once I will tell you, at that time you need to hang up, all right?
Got it. You've got my mobile number, have you? Of course you have. You've dialed it. It should be 111 there, yeah. 041112.
Yeah, 9674,
yeah.
Okay, now you can hang up. You can hang
okay,
up the phone.
You'll send the code.
Okay. Yeah, and note down the code somewhere, okay?
Yeah, got it. Thank you.